And I found myself through many of the dates just really wishing I had stayed home with my cats, because that would have been so much more of an exciting evening.
Well, that's the other thing we want to talk to you about, is just nights, evenings with your cats.
Well, I was going to say, finding a guy that's down to just make that his life too, because that's what we do. It's just chill with the cats at night.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's up? Shit They Don't Tell You is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. Do you know that? What's funny about this?
Sorry.
You all happen to think it's very great that Studio 71 is a partnership. Okay. You think it's a joke.
I think it is. Yes, I don't think it's a joke. No, I'm serious. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. Not a joke.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something that's real funny then. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You think that's funny too?
No, that's not a joke. Again, that's not a joke. You can actually find all your favorite podcasts. You can also listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we really hope you give CastBox a shot.
Because we think it's the best. No, we don't know. We don't know it's the best, but we do think it's the best.
Is that a joke?
No.
Okay, good.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve Green, and I'm here joined here by my lovely wife, Nikki Limo.
Yes, thank you.
And today we have a very special guest. She is not just a YouTuber, but she is also a multifaceted person with many different angles to her personality, and not just one. Please welcome Jacqueline Glenn, everybody.
That was the best introduction ever.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And we think that it's important to talk about you as a three-dimensional person.
Yes, because on your YouTube channel, you talk a lot about religion and anti-religion and other things too, like freedom of speech and all that stuff. But we thought we would pick your brain about something that maybe you don't talk as much about, which is dating, because you've had some experiences there.
That's a really nice way to put it. Yeah. I have experienced some things.
Probably some things that you wish someone would have told you about.
That would have been great.
Probably some things that you can't wait to talk about.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Yeah, let's drudge it all up.
Yeah.
I just feel like we've talked about relationships before, but we always talk about long-term relationships, marriage, after marriage, babies, like all the serious stuff, but not really too much about casual dating yet.
Or dating in general, or the
step before getting super duper serious. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of people in that boat that listen and would like to know more about it.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean,
it's just so, like, I got really bored with it for a while. You know, because, like, it's always, and people always say this, and I hate cliches, but it's always like, when you stop looking is when you find someone. But
so true.
I got to 30 years old, and I'm like, I should probably look. You know, like, I'm gonna, like, my eggs are going to dry up, and I'm going to die. So I should probably at least give
it
a shot.
That's how it happens.
Yeah. So I downloaded Tinder and Bumble, and that was a nightmare. And I went on so many really bad dates.
Ooh.
And it was really bad. And I found myself through many of the dates just really wishing I had stayed home with my cats, because that would have been so much more of an exciting evening. I wouldn't have had to pretend to be interested in, like, mundane conversation, and I wouldn't be uncomfortable, and it was always, like, that awkward, like, okay, I want to go home now and, like, talk to you later, probably not, kind of thing.
Well, that's the other thing we want to talk to you about, is just nights, evenings with your cats.
Well, I was going to say, finding a guy that's down to just make that his life too, because that's what we do. Just chill with the cats at night.
Yeah.
You just have to find someone that's like, all right, yeah, I agree. That is more interesting than conversations with me.
Yeah, so you want to watch the making murder tonight?
We're on making the murderer season two.
It's still just as good, dude. Everyone's
not
a hater.
Sponsored.
No, not spawned.
But we heard it was shit, and it's really good.
Everyone's telling me it's ass. Everyone's saying they just retread all this shit. Yeah, they blow themselves for the first 15 minutes of the show, because they're like, dude, season one was so killer. It did such gangbusters, was so successful. But then it gets interesting again.
Okay, I disagree, but we could get to a different the topic. I think that the first episode was set up, because it's like they needed to show that they were, like, this big, like, thing that happened that exploded and influenced a bunch of people over the nation.
Yeah,
and then there was, like, riots and petitions and all kinds of stuff. And, like, why? And then there was a bunch of naysayers, and, like, then they go into covering all the things that the naysayers have to say.
Why do we gotta have Jacqueline here? We can't just talk about making a murder.
I know. Well, Jacqueline, can you leave for a second?
Okay, goodbye. Oh, wait, is that the show where the guy They're trying to decide whether or not he was guilty?
Yes.
Okay, do you think he's guilty?
We don't know yet. We don't know. Like, okay, so the first one, because it's a recap for Make or Murder people. So the first one, it's this guy that got locked up for 18 years for a rape that he didn't commit. And like later, they found the actual rapist after DNA testing became a thing. And they're like, oh shit, he really didn't do it. And the whole time he was like, I'm innocent, I'm innocent, I'm innocent. Nobody would believe him because he's like a bad kid or whatever.
And then he got out, he's fucking seawalking out. They're like, hell yeah, I told you guys I didn't do this shit.
He's
told
like,
you
I lost 18 years of my life, but at least I can start over now.
And then he got a couple million bucks.
He was owed that.
Yeah.
And then right before he got paid for it, he gets charged for murder.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't do it, I didn't do it, I didn't do it. And then so the whole thing is about like, whether he actually did it or not. And
I kind of think he did it.
I did too. And then season two started and I'm like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
Now I don't think he did it
again.
Because
they go through a lot of the, because we all watched it, right? And then we all Googled it and we're like, oh, he probably did it, right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he probably did it. But then the way the cops like got him was like kind of shady.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, oh man.
No, I haven't seen season two. I guess
you gotta watch that
now
season two.
Now I know
two.
What I'm doing later with my cats.
Yes. Hell yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
just
so
cancel that date.
Which, what would happen instead of the cat nights? You would go out on a date. And what's like a typical date for you?
Let's grab a drink somewhere kind of thing.
Okay.
So it'd be like a random. That... the enthusiasm is.
Yeah, I know. It's really palpable. Yeah. So is that you asking a guy? You're like, let's grab a drink somewhere for Christ's sakes.
Fine. No, I guess there would be. I was really picky. So I didn't swipe right on a lot of people. And then finally the ones that I did, like it'd have to be a pretty decent conversation first. And then they'd be like, we should meet up. And I'll be like, okay. And then I would say fine.
I see.
Yeah.
And is this the only source that you are finding these potential daters is online?
Yeah. Well, I mean, in my past, I've met guys in person, just like at YouTube conventions. I know, weird, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like the number one question I get asked about dating is like, where do I find somebody?
Well, the thing is, I work from home. Like, I make YouTube videos out of my living room. I don't need to go anywhere. The only time I, you know, interact with people is, like, if I'm going out with friends. But then I'm not very good at, like, meeting someone at a bar and just wanting to talk to them. Like,
right.
I normally have a very, like, standoffish, don't talk to me kind of vibe, which is on purpose, which doesn't help when you're trying to date. But, I guess it would just be, like, whenever I would have to get to know someone by, like, working with them or making a video with them or mutual friends or something like that, then I would, you know, have a conversation, be like, okay, maybe I like them. But, it's just hard for that to happen.
You're a hang person. You got to hang a bunch to know.
Yeah.
That makes
sense.
So
on these online services, because I didn't really get to use them, I used OkCupid once when I was single, but that was only one time. They didn't have Tinder yet.
That's good.
So
Tinder's awful.
Okay.
Is it bad?
Yeah, it's so bad.
You don't like it?
Rank, what are your favorite? What's your favorite one? Rank them.
Bumble was better.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. There was like higher quality people, I thought, on Bumble.
And Tinder the girls asked the guys on that one, yeah?
Yeah. Well, girls have to initiate the conversation.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
That's sick. It's like a Hades Sadie Hawkins dance.
Yeah. Yeah, only in an app. Yeah. Tinder just, it has a really negative stereotype. And because of that, people kind of go into it like, I'm going to find someone to hook up with tonight. And that's what they...
Not it's everyone. Like the grinder of straight people.
Yeah. Not everyone does that. But I've had enough people just be immediately perverted that I just didn't want to use it.
Well, they should have a section of Tinder that's like get some ass division or something.
You should create that app.
I'm going to. Maybe I'm going to.
It's called Ass.
Yeah. That's a really good name.
Ass Now. Ass Today.
I could have sat here all day and I couldn't have come up with that.
AskToday.com.
That's really good. Wow.
Please no one get that domain yet.
Because that's like the Craigslist thing where it's like Craigslist want to fuck tonight thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I mean, I feel like
Nate knows.
That's more like a...
Yeah, but that's gone now.
Oh.
Yeah, because probably too many people got murdered.
Oh,
like,
true.
I would feel like if I saw something like that, I'd be like, oh, this is a murderer.
Mm-hmm. It was getting exploited a lot, yeah.
I mean, my buddy met his wife there.
Did he really?
What?
On Craigslist casuals?
Casual encounters?
Okay, just so for those of you listening, Nate... Steve's brother works with us on the podcast, and he just said that his buddy met his wife on the Craigslist.
Are we talking about your friend who looks like a clockmaker?
That's a yes.
Yeah, okay.
I technically met Steve through Craigslist. Technically.
What are you talking about?
Because I answered the audition ad for Totally Sketch on Craigslist.
True.
And then I met Steve through Totally Sketch.
True.
Technically, like, Craigslist helps set us up.
Oh, please. Yeah, all right, fine. Craigslist.
That's Craig. Okay, so typically you would go on Tinder, mm-hmm. swipe, right? Is mm-hmm. it? Okay, right? For the right. Well, oh I don't God. Know which one's bad. You the bad know? One. I don't know the bad okay. one or the good one.
You never heard the swipe left?
It's all
left?
Bad.
Yeah, but I don't know. I can't ever remember which one's which.
I see.
So right is yes.
Okay, right. Yeah. So right's the right one.
I mean,
you're like, yay, yeah, this sure, one's sure. the right one for Mr. Right. Okay.
Yeah, but then sense. She's saying that the whole platform's bad.
I know. We're getting there.
Okay.
I just want to know the process.
Okay, yeah, so okay. you swipe right, and then you make a match if they also swipe right on you, and then you can talk to them.
Okay. Yeah. And then when you met somebody, you can talk to them, and then you you kind of, like, feel them out.
Yeah.
And kind of like as if they were in real life, you were feeling them out. Like when you're getting to know somebody as a friend.
This is like we're at the zoo, man. It's like we're at the zoo looking inside and like, well, what do you think
I really
do
feel
doing?
Like that.
What do you think it's up to?
Well, see, that's why I don't feel like we could do this topic alone because sure. both of us are such like unexperienced daters.
Yes, true. Very true.
I've gone on like a handful of dates because I wanted to at least have that experience before getting into my next serious relationship. Mm-hmm. But I'm like a serial monogamist.
Yeah, me so. Too.
Same.
Okay. Yeah. So these dates, though, a typical one, you'd meet up for drinks.
Yes.
And then immediately you know whether you're interested or not. That's how it was for me. I'd be like, yeah. ugh, this guy sucks. Or this guy's like, okay, maybe I can.
Well, normally like the first 30 minutes would be okay. And then they would do something like mm-hmm. awful. And I'd like learn something and be like, oh, that's great. One guy drank too much, just way too much. Like
right
it was
off the
supposed
bat.
To be like a drink, and he like had five or six. And by the end of it, he's like, you know what? I feel like you're a pretty cool chick. I feel like I could just tell you anything. And then he just started like word vomiting like a bunch of really not great things. Like, you know, sometimes I make money by hooking up with dudes, and I was like, oh,
okay, yeah.
Well then, that's lovely.
Lucrative.
A prostitute.
Yeah, okay. I went on a date with a male prostitute.
Wow.
Good for yeah. you. Congrats. Mm-hmm.
That did not get a second
Was that
date.
The worst date?
No.
What was the worst date?
At least he was nice. He just got drunk and said too much and was weird. But there have been guys that have been, like, mad at me for not wanting to drink more or not wanting to hang out later.
And how does that
Those
go?
Those are fun guys.
What the
yeah.
hell?
Like, I got you a drink. You don't want to keep hanging out? I'm like, huh, okay, now I'm really going home.
Wow. Right. Yeah. How do they think that's a good move?
Ew.
Like,
I don't
hey, maybe
know.
I can bring her back by getting confrontational.
Yeah.
Ew.
I don't know. But like, whenever things like this happen, I'm always like, this must have been successful for them at some point, for them to keep doing this. Because these guys were like my age or a little older. And I'm like, okay, if you're like a 33-year-old dude, this one guy, haven't you had enough life experience to know that this is a really bad move? But I'm guessing he's done it before and it's like worked. Like a girl be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And
well,
like,
she
would go
probably
home with
only does it out of guilt. If
yeah,
that, because I
yeah.
can't imagine that would ever make someone feel good.
I feel like I know friends who have fallen for similar things.
Really?
Like, yeah. So it's got to be successful at some
there's
point.
There's something
to keep doing
out,
it.
Someone out there for everyone then. Ugh.
So it's like standoffy guy and that kind of works maybe? Like in a mysterious way or some shit?
Maybe they like someone that tells them what to do?
Maybe. I have no idea.
Got it.
Didn't work out for me though.
Got it.
So yeah, there have been a lot of really, really creepy, bad experiences.
Do you have a worst one? That stands out in your head and your
What's
mind's eye.
What's the worst one that you could go back in time and be like, Jacqueline, don't.
My ex?
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one.
The one I actually ended up dating for a year, that was really bad.
It's always so, those.
Yeah.
The ones that you actually pick.
Yeah.
Do we know this person?
I mean, yeah, it was my last like big public fallout.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
The bird
classic.
Guy.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah,
Wait,
see,
the
I don't...
bird guy?
Yeah. I don't want to say his name.
Am I out of my mind?
I'm,
it rhymes with Shmoby Birdner.
No.
Oh,
that's
my bad.
Before.
Oh, you know, but oh, that was bad too, yeah.
I thought, okay. My
no,
bad.
The bird guy was after.
The bird guy. Oh, Mike, the bird guy. I remember him now. Oh, I was thinking like more like Dark Indian. But yeah, the bird guy. No, he used to dress in like a really huge headdress and stuff. It was very interesting. I remember this guy.
See, yeah, imagine telling your parents you're dating someone like that, and they're just like, oh, honey.
You're like a Sweet rebellious heart. Teenage daughter.
Oh, I wasn't trying to be. I was like, yeah. He seems nice sometimes.
Was he a bird when on the date?
Was he birding the whole yeah the
birdman
whole date?
On the date?
No.
Okay,
so
that's
he was
good.
Just regulars
just
on the
sometime.
Date.
Sometime. Well,
when whatever. Did you find? Did you always know he was?
When was the first time you saw him without the bird head on? No.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, really, in hindsight, it's like, what in the hell?
Sure.
I'm trying to take it seriously.
Well, he was a nice enough fella. I remember I met
yeah,
the
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, no, but nice like, I remember meeting him normal after the bird one, and I didn't know it was the same guy.
I did that too.
Yeah. Same yeah, shit. So that's why I was curious, like, did you know of him on YouTube before going on it? Okay, so.
No, we were both signed with Full Screen.
Okay.
And he was in LA. He didn't live in LA, but he was there for like a week trying to look for people to collaborate with. And I was with Full Screen, and they're like, hey, Jacqueline lives here. You guys should collab. And that's kind of how I met him. I had no idea who he was.
Oh. So, okay. Yeah. And in the collab, he was normal?
No. He came over to my apartment. It was like me and my friend were there. And he looked normal, and he's like, okay, I'm going to like put on my outfit. And I was like, what? So, yeah, he went and changed into that and came out. And I was like, okay.
Okay, walk us through the red flags that you skipped over that you were like, this is a good idea.
Okay, we should go forward. This is the kind of thing I should have been paying attention to. Like, he admitted to having cheated on a past girlfriend.
Okay,
red flag one. So I should not have gone forward with that because the same thing happened to me. But I was like, no, this is different. I'm special, which is really stupid. Let's see, he was really rude to, like, waiters.
Oh, I hate that shit.
Yeah. That's like a really big one.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Had a really weird relationship with his family, like where he would talk negatively about them all the time.
Mm. Like his immediate family?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there were a lot of things.
Huh.
There were a lot of things.
Do you think that the waiters had some things to say about his bird head thing? Like
no,
back?
Like that. We never
to
like.
To repost?
No, they never. Well, that was never like a thing that he'd wear to like go to.
Oh, I see. Food. Okay, my bad.
No, it was just like being just really rude. Like
I see.
Like sometimes, like he, like if, for example, like if I was paying that night, and he like got irritated about some like little thing, he'd be like, "Don't tip," and I'd be like, "No, I'm gonna tip her. It's not her fault that the chef was slow," kind of thing. And he's like, "Oh," and then he'd get mad at me if ended up tipping, which I would.
Would you go into it having agreed, like I'm paying this time and you're paying next time? Thing?
Not really. It's just kind of I've always been that way where I like have to pay for half of everything because I feel like uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Relying on anyone?
I wanted to ask about that too with the more casual dates. Did you ever feel like obligated or they were trying to make you feel obligated if they paid for something?
I feel like a lot of the times like on first dates, guys just like they insist on paying, which is fine. Like if it's a nice thing, like I'll let that happen. But like that one guy, for example, felt entitled to more because he bought like $10 worth of a drink for me, and I was like, so that's not how that
expensive
works,
right?
Ten whole dollars, let's do it right now.
Sure.
On the table.
Sure.
So they're you know, first dates are normally the guy just wants to pay, but I don't know,
that's good.
Yeah,
I feel like the few times that I was dating, it's funny because it's like I feel like I wanted sex, and then when I
she's the best.
Yeah. But then when I really cared about someone, like when I really like wanted it to be serious, like this guy, I made them wait. It's interesting how that works.
I hear
because
that
I'm
all
like,
the time.
Yeah.
Like if a girl really cares about a guy, she'll wait longer.
Yeah, because it's like he's not in it for the sex then.
Mm-hmm.
Like the other person would be in it for the sex if I just, or I wouldn't know if I gave it up on the first date.
Right.
But if you continue to date me without that being there, then it's like, oh, we have a real connection first and it's real. And I wanted to like make sure it was real.
Yeah.
But what was funny or not funny, but just interesting, I thought, I guess, because I had never dated before, is that I'd always heard and seen on movies or whatever that guys just want sex. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so me telling them like, I just want sex. I don't want any relationship. I don't want anything else. I thought would be like really cool for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd always be like, okay, yeah. And then they would be the ones that wanted a relationship after or like wanted to continue
like,
a relationship.
So like we're dating now, right?
Yeah.
And you're like,
but all the times that I really wanted a relationship with somebody and that like I was like, oh, this means so much and I like you and all this stuff, that they didn't want that. I just thought that was, that's like an interesting thing.
Yeah.
So
people
then,
want what they can't have, kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So then that's, I think, when I was really younger, like 19, before going out and drinking was involved, just like, you know, you're very young and you haven't had sex with very many people. So like it's very special still. And like you have sex and you're like, oh, we're dating now. Mm-hmm. And then the person's like, oh, no, we're not. And I'm like, how are we not? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so I think after enough of those, I was like, okay, that was my, I'm going to learn from that. And yeah. So I would save it for if I actually liked somebody.
That makes sense.
Save it. Yeah. Do you have a rule like that on your like first dates?
It normally takes me a while to want to.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
You don't even want to.
No.
To date.
No, to sex.
To like have
sex. Oh, to sex. I see.
It's hard for me. Like, it's so weird because like if I'm in a relationship and I have feelings for someone, like I want all of the time, multiple times a day, every day, I'm like always ready to go. But if I don't like have an emotional connection, it's hard for me to feel attracted as much to somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
I totally get that.
That's exactly how I am.
Yeah. That's how I am, but I guess it's a different kind of sex, though. Like,
that's true.
If it goes longer than 6 weeks, I just need to have sex. Like, it's just like I get really horny, I guess, and like then I'm like, oh no, I'm putting myself in a dangerous situation because I'm gonna either hook up with my ex or I'm gonna hook up with like somebody.
Yeah, see,
stupid.
I've done that before, which is bad.
Okay, so then I start like going on dates with just guys that I'm comfortable with, that I'm like friends with or whatever, and it's kind of sad because then it's like, oh, like I have to see them again or like we're not gonna be friends anymore.
Yeah,
but like I feel like that's what happens.
Yeah,
if I'm deprived too long, I don't need an emotional connection. It just is just,
I think that's
just
human
sex.
Yeah.
But if I'm like looking for romance, there it definitely has to be that there first before sex. That's why I save it, I think.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of people say that, you know, girls are, they're quicker if they don't care.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely guys that I'm like, ew, I would never, I can't even imagine you naked. Like I wouldn't, pass immediately.
Yeah.
I guess the guys, if there's a chemistry there, I can separate it from emotions.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's sick. Seriously. You got it all figured out, don't you?
Yeah, but too bad I got married.
Yeah, geez. Like,
don't get married if you're going to do that, though. No, sex is way better when you fall in love with somebody.
For sure.
That's why I'm 100% for marriage if you find somebody that you can have sex with over and over and over again and never gets boring.
Yay.
We should go on a t-shirt. That's a really great
marry
slogan.
Someone that you can have sex with over and over and over again and
those
not
are
get
my
bored.
Words of wisdom.
I think that's great.
Because the shit they don't tell you, back in the day, they tell you to wait till marriage. Why do they still say that for people? Like, they still say that to people.
Yeah.
It's religious reasons.
I think it's almost like the DARE program.
Religious,
where it's like, oh, it's if you have sex before marriage, it's going to really get you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was so scared. And I just think that, I just think that it shouldn't have been so... there's so much weight to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because then it would have saved a lot of like, I think I still would have waited and stuff, but I don't think there would have been as much like
making it
crazy,
an event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like crazy attachment to people.
Did you grow up with like a lot of like shame, like as a woman, like if you have sex, it's like bad.
Yeah.
Bad for you.
Kind
like,
of.
You're
yeah.
gross. Yeah. I grew up Catholic.
Me too.
So Thanks. I got a lot of that like guilt thrown at me growing up. So I thought that if I have sex with somebody, like I'm like somehow like dirty or, you know, like I need to like get married for it to be ethical. So I did.
That really? Wait,
oh,
you
wow.
got married?
I did.
Oh, wow.
I was very young. I got engaged and I was like, married when I was like 20. And that didn't work out.
Wow.
Dang.
So, but that was
How
part of the reason.
Married?
Yeah, that is a reason why people get married so young.
Yeah. I was with him for a total of 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like married for 7 years.
No,
just
together.
I see.
That ended up falling apart relatively quickly because of really shitty reasons. But yeah, I wish I could have gone back. People didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Why didn't anybody tell me that was stupid? When you're that young, you really shouldn't. I feel like.
Get married.
Because you don't know yourself
yet.
Like, you think you do. Whenever you're, like, 19, 20, 21, you're like, I am myself. I'm an adult. I know everything. I know what's best for myself. You don't. You go,
so
like,
true.
I'm so different now than even I was, like, a few years ago.
Yep.
So to make that big of a choice that young, it's like, you're not, it's so
Well, you
stupid.
Haven't experienced the falling out of love yet when you're that young.
Yeah.
You've only experienced the falling in love part, so you think, oh, this is going to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought that I was going to marry my high school boyfriend, the person that I lost my virginity to.
Mm-hmm.
And that was how I convinced myself, was like, well, we're going to get married anyway, eventually. And then I didn't realize, like, you can fall out of love with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for, it was because it wasn't really like real love to begin with, mm-hmm. probably. But it was.
What if you get married young, okay, and then you're like, well, maybe this relationship isn't working out, so we'll have a baby. That'll probably fix it. Right, that maybe fixes it for a lot of people. Right,
that's really bad advice, people.
I think that's. No one listens. I think that people should think about that.
Fixes it. I heard.
Let's get a house. Let's get a dog. Let's get a, have a baby.
Yeah, I've noticed that people kind of psychologically move to the next step as a way to refresh things. Mm-hmm. It's such a strange thing.
Yeah,
but, and going back to the shame part, it was interesting because it was like finding out that Santa's not real because my parents don't actually feel that way. That was just something that they were telling me because. That's what they were told.
Like the DARE program, dude,
and it's like once you figure it out, like, oh, people actually have sex before marriage, then you're allowed to know about it. But like if you don't figure it out yet, then we're still going to tell you. Yeah. That's what people do.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because I was going so crazy when I did decide to have sex, trying to hide it from my parents. And then I ended up being on this birth control that was like way too many hormones for my body and I wanted to die and like all this stuff.
But at least it was working.
Yep, that's true. And
that's good.
And then I told my mom, and I was like scared she was gonna kill me. And she's like, "Oh, let's get you on some better birth control." And I was like, "Whoa, what?" And it was just like a thing they just have to say. And I was so shocked.
Yeah, my mom was really cool about it too. She's like, "All right, I'm putting in the pill."
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah,
he told that's dope.
Yeah,
he told me that you absolutely have to wait till marriage.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's crazy.
Now you know.
So I also think that it takes a lot longer to figure out or be okay with what you are actually interested in in bed when you're raised with thinking everything's shameful.
Mm-hmm.
Because
So like asking about something kind of weirder is like, whoa, I shouldn't even ask about that.
Yeah, yeah. It took me a long time to like, you know, admit to what I really am into. And I think that's just too bad, you know? That's a lot of years of bad sex to wait. We got off the topic of dating a little bit, but...
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
A little bit, but it took me a long time to admit. I'm like, hey, Nikki, will you play with my butt? It took me a long time to get to build the courage.
Totally.
I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you very much. Yeah, to get that.
He sticks everything
she's
up there.
Happier like, than I am.
We stick light bulbs, water bottles.
Thank you. Can I have that after?
Journals.
All kinds of things.
Nice.
It's really great. It's really awesome
Who
for
knew
me.
That my thing would fit his thing?
Oh, it's great.
Aw. Perfect.
You think it's funny because you don't think anyone's actually into that.
No, I don't think it's funny at all.
People go to the hospital all the time.
I know they do. I love that shit. Dudes are like trying to put birdhouses up their ass and shit. I fucking love it. I actually have a friend who's a nurse, and she was telling us about.
And she's
like
telling
that.
Us like almost every week there's
some guy with a fucking zucchini.
I saw that one time. I worked at a hospital for a long time, and a guy came in. It was like a little bullet vibrator. But he put it in his butt, and it went up, and it got into the transverse colon.
Buddy.
Yeah, it went, like, way too high.
It was still vibrating?
It had died whenever he came in, but it was in there. Yeah, it was
He's like, thank God I didn't get the Energizer one, man.
It was in
Thanks,
there.
God.
Torturous.
Yeah, it would have been great if it was still going.
It would have been great.
Okay, what was the best date you ever went on? And, like, what made that a good date?
I would say the best date I ever went on was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. A new one.
Yeah, a new one.
That's
Unless
good.
It ended already.
No, it's good. It's really good.
Okay, good.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, we actually went to Big Bear and got a cabin and stayed there for a couple of days.
On a first date?
It wasn't a first date.
Okay.
I see.
It was just the best date.
I see.
First date.
That's
okay, my bad.
True.
Yeah.
Corrected.
So you went to Big Bear.
Yeah, went to Big Bear for a couple of days, like walked around the woods, went to the lake. It was really fun.
That's awesome. That's congrats.
Sounds like a freaking screensaver, dude. It's like all the different images are coming up on my own.
Yeah, it is my phone screensaver right now.
And the silhouette of you too.
Yeah.
And the Tinder,
Oh my God, actually, okay, so it's so funny. We actually did meet on Tinder.
You did?
But I knew him from elsewhere.
Okay, so what was his first date with you? Like, what wowed you about him?
It's actually a really funny story. So I've known him for like 6 years.
Saw him on Tinder,
I saw him on Tinder, and every time I see a friend or somebody I know, I always swipe right, and I'm like, haha, you're like, yeah, miserable
gotcha.
Going on here, too.
Yeah.
And we're doing that OkCupid.
Yeah, I kind of did that, like, haha, we're both on here, we both suck.
Right.
And he's like, oh, my God, yeah, that's funny, we should, like, catch up sometime, like, totally platonically, let's just, like, have a drink and hang, so I did, and then we, like, hung out again and again and again, and then, yeah.
Now so you're like your dates. Guard was kind of down a
yeah,
little bit more.
Because it was just like.
Because it's casual.
Good to see you. It's yeah. been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So.
That's kind of how we were too. Because yeah. we had known each other for true. So long.
Mm-hmm.
That at the first date that we went on, I wasn't actually sure if it was a date. And I kept asking same. Everybody. I was like,
I was
is this
doing
a
that
date?
Too. I was texting all my friends like, does he even like, I can't tell. Is yeah. he flirting? Like, and yeah, they were all like, yeah, he is. I'm like, I don't think so.
What
yeah,
was he
same.
Doing?
Just like. Sending you pictures like, hey, this is what I'm doing today, or like, you know, just like constant
oh, yeah,
conversation,
totally
or like,
yeah.
or like, hey, let's get sushi one night, and
oh, yeah,
like,
guys
and then
don't
he wouldn't
text
let me
that
pay,
much either.
And I tried to pay, and he wouldn't let me. I'm like, what
you
is
guys
that?
Got sushi too?
Yeah,
we got sushi, and he was the first person. Well, I guess other people paid on the first dates, but usually I split everything too.
I did. I tried, and he was like,
yeah,
my man, I like this guy. That's
yeah.
what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
I believe that guys should always pay. I don't care. Call me sexist, whatever. I don't care. Guys always pay the freaking bill. I don't
he
give a
would
damn.
Not let me.
In my head, it's not that they should always pay. It's that I can already pay for my own food. Like mm-hmm. I have that covered.
It's
I'm
not
expecting
that. It's like you
pay.
Can open your own door too, but it's
exactly.
about
that's
respect.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
that,
my thing. Yeah. And doors are fucking dirty. I had my friend Alicia one time. I was opening a door for her, and she's like, I can open my own door. And I was like, doors are fucking dirty. And she's like, oh, yeah, this door is really dirty. I was like, yeah, just let me open it. Who gives a shit? I'm not like, I shouldn't be man of the year because I opened a friggin' door.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's more the principle. It's more that, like, this gesture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's also it. That my dad would always pay for my mom. So I feel like that was a. That's yeah. like a thing that I always like grew up with.
Yeah.
And so not having that ever and then having someone do that, I was like, whoa, that really stands out.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are at the midway point. We are going to cut to a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Okay, so we think most clearly when we eat nourishing, healthy, balanced meals. Would you say, Steve?
I can confirm that.
Yeah, but doing that every day can feel like a real chore. I hate chores.
Like doing the laundry or doing the dishes.
Yeah, like those chores. Well, Sunbasket offers 18 quick, healthy recipes every week, including paleo, gluten-free, vegan, and calorie-conscious options. For those of you counting all your calories out there.
You're boring. You're boring
hey,
out
hey,
there.
Hey, wait, let's not insult them.
Okay, sorry.
All delivered to your door with organic produce and clean ingredients, not dirty ones. So you don't have to worry about the details. And eating right is never a chore again.
Such as? Putting clothespins on the laundry and drying it.
Are you still listing chores?
I hate them.
Okay, we're done with that part.
Okay.
All right. So, Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen, including if you're at a Steve level.
If you're at a Steve
what
level.
What a burn. I burned you.
That was so masked.
Anyway, so now you can get more options than ever. Just go to Sunbasket app. Just go to the Sunbasket app and pick from 18 weekly recipes. Easily cook dishes like Buddha bowls with braised tofu, soba noodles, cashew lime dressing.
Or even iced cream.
Iced cream? Did you put a D on that?
Yeah.
Just ice cream. It's just ice.
Well, you could easily cook that dish.
You can't cook that.
It's
like a freeze. You freeze that.
Sorry.
There are paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, family options, and more.
Sunbasket works with the best farms and suppliers to bring you fresh, organic produce and responsibly raised meats and seafood.
Can you just say a word right? Jesus.
I just went with this. I meant to say seafood.
Thank you.
It was all just grouped together. Sorry.
All right. Everything is pre-measured and delivered right to your door, okay? So you don't have to get into real clothes. You can stay in your dumb pajamas. You get healthy and delicious meals on the table in as little as 15 minutes.
And you can receive them in your pajamas judgment-free.
Can you stop getting so close to the mic?
Well, no. I just wanted to emphasize judgment-free.
Just don't peek it.
Oh,
like,
sorry,
you don't have to get close.
Judgment-free.
There is something for everyone, so you can be... your kind of healthy.
And in my case, that's not healthy at all.
Hey, you said judgment free.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Right. So go to sunbasket.com/YOU today to learn more and get $35 off your first order.
That's sunbasket.com/YOU for $35 off. Sunbasket.com/YOU. That's
in every culture. Okay, back to the podcast.
Going back to the podcast.
Hey, so you want to get in the dating scene, but you're really not quite sure how. One of the best sites that we recommend is Butts, Butts, Butts. If you go there, you can just get right to the chase, okay? This website is about cutting right through all the crap. You don't put in the bio, you don't put like, oh, here's where I'm from, Florida, all right? You put where your genitals are on your body, you know what I'm saying? And in the interesting things section, you don't put that, you know, you like burlesque or whatever, you know? Or, sometimes I like going to Cirque du Soleil shows, okay?
Yeah, Cirque du Soleil is tight.
Well, it's really cool, actually. Yeah, there's some great shows. Ka was really nice.
Yeah.
But you put what you want them to do to you or what you want to do unto them, sexually speaking, of course. And that's what Butts, Butts, Butts excels at so well. It attracts only the most interested people and getting it in and getting it on. And, of course, if you're interested in doing things that don't involve the butt, this is not the site for you. They really recommend people who are just interested in this sort of butt stimulation stuff to please sign up. And if you sign up this weekend, you get 25% off. If you use the code Butts, 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 it's B-U-T-T-S, B-U-T-T-S, B-U-T-T-S.
That's a generous offer.
That was amazing.
That's a real thing.
And we're back.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so
I love looking at the copy like it's a real thing.
I know, when people like, see me on the thing,
they really think I'm reading a thing. So sometimes we have guests on and they actually think that it's real.
Butts, Butts, Butts?
No, whatever it is.
Butts, Butts, Butts.
Usually it's some kind of ad about the relevant topic or the opposite of the topic. And people, I've had, like, Christine Sodoko really thought, like, 100% that this ad that I was getting was real. And it was somehow an insult to her or something, was it? Or not an insult to her. An insult to her, like, to her
intelligence.
And no, how she felt about the topic that we were having. It was like against the
Because it was about haters and this app was all about giving yourself more haters.
Yeah, giving yourself more haters. Yeah. So it was like against her, like what she believes. Mm-hmm. And it was very fun to very fun. Okay. She was like trying to Google it.
It's very fun. All right, ready for some questions that were submitted? So a lot of people have questions about dating.
Okay, great.
Because it's a freaking maze to navigate. Mm-hmm. And we have some that were submitted. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We're going to try to answer them the best we can. Hello, Steve and Dickie. Throughout my entire life, I've been to myself, so social settings aren't really my thing.
Been to myself?
No, I've been to myself. Probably with his cats at home.
I see.
As we do.
With cats.
Yes. Exactly.
Tell me about it. We have lots of those.
We need more. I'm also super oblivious. When I was in college, girls would attempt to talk to me and I would not realize it until 3 hours later. I'm 25 and I'm just now trying approaching girls. I start strong, but somehow I always end up signing my foot up for a permanent lease in my mouth. Once I told a girl all the possible ways a guy could get a UTI because she mentioned her younger brother had trouble peeing. I'll spit some scientific facts that's super inappropriate for a dinner setting. And also, I'm too in my own head. The putting my foot in my mouth is the result of me trying to act natural and just talk. But if I hope I'm trying too hard to get a girl to like me. But if I hope I'm trying too hard to get... Okay. He thinks he's trying too hard to get a girl to like him. So please help me. I actually want to get married one day. I would try listening more than talking. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Filling space with words is not helpful.
Yeah. Then it feels more like a lecture than like a potential relationship. Mm-hmm. I think that... This happens for a lot of guys, and I think it's probably a biological thing, but sometimes girls are talking and they just want to have a conversation and the guy will try to fix everything. Mm. Yes. It's like, no, I don't really need it to be fixed.
Just be like, oh, that sucks.
Just want some empathy or some like.
But don't just throw it away either. I know that now.
Well, if she's
now
like,
that I'm a married man, I know that. Don't just say like, oh, that sucks. You have to be like, oh, that sucks.
How else does that make you feel?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Be more therapist than a plumber.
And she's like, that was your auto response.
It is. Sometimes he's
like, I said, oh, that sucks.
He's not even looking at me. Like, he'll be all on the computer and I'll be like, oh, this happened. And he'll be like, oh, it sucks. Like,
was genuinely reacting.
No.
Oh, absolutely.
You genuinely didn't want to listen, so you gave me an auto response.
There are times.
Yes.
Where maybe I have felt an inkling of such a feeling, but not in most cases, as you know.
Okay.
Would you say that I'm a fairly supportive person?
I would say you are now.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, he has evolved quite a bit.
Thank you.
Training him.
Oh, please.
I've trained him so I could keep him this time. All the other boyfriends, I train them, and then some other person gets to have them. It's I did all that work for nothing.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that he's very empathetic now. But you do have the, you used to do the thing where you would like lecture me to fix something.
Yeah. Like I fixed that quick.
A year. Yeah.
Yeah.
With like a year. Yeah. But yeah, I think a lot of what he used to do was I'd be like, oh man, I'm trying this diet. It's not working. It sucks. It's really frustrating because I don't know what else to do. I feel like I'm putting all this work into it and nothing's happening. And then he'd be like, well, what you need to do is cut out blah, blah, blah. And he would go into like all these things that I need to be doing.
Well, I would go to WebMD and I would, you know.
But I would already be sad that I was doing all this stuff and it wasn't working.
True.
And he'd be like, need to just do more.
I know the game now, baby. Yeah. I know.
So now it's just like, oh, man, you don't look. You're fine. You look good. I don't care. I love you. And I'm like, I don't look good. And then he'll be like, yes, you do. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Yeah. And then now it's fine.
It's a pattern.
Aww. Yeah. So this guy, I don't know if he wants me to say his name, so I won't say his name. But he has that, I think, that problem, but a little bit more into detail.
I think he's focusing too much on getting a girl to like him and not enough on just having fun with a person.
Yeah.
Like, don't, like, approach a girl like, I must acquire this thing. Just be like, this is a human that I'm going to interact with and have, like, a laid-back conversation. Because it's like kind of like what I said earlier. When you try too hard or when you're focusing too much, I just want a relationship, it doesn't normally happen. Mm-hmm. It's whenever you kind of, like, screw it, I'm done. And you sit back and kind of relax that, oh, you meet somebody kind of cool.
Because those are your honest moments, I think. Yeah. It's like when you have the trying too hard thing up, it's like, what do they want me to say? What do you want me to do? What would make you like me? And when you're just like, fuck it, you just say things that are so genuine and more authentic. And then that's actually more attractive.
I think one thing that people don't do enough of is just be present in the moment where you're like, you're just here and you're present with somebody and you're not thinking about what you just said 2 seconds ago or what you're about to say. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just with them, you're looking in their eye and you're listening to them and you're interested in what they're saying and not in what you're about to say next, which I think a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah.
Especially nervous people. It's like, oh God, what am I going to say next? Okay, well, she's talking right now. What can I say next to get her even more on the hook?
I hate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I can really tell people aren't listening to what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think that he has the best intentions. I think that he just doesn't know that it dampens the mood and the vibe of everything to do that.
Yeah, especially if you're coming across like you're lecturing. I just hate when people lecture me, so I just start fuming when you're lecturing me. my blood just starts boiling, and I'm like, I didn't fucking ask.
It's always
this.
Fun being somewhere with Nikki where she's getting lectured by somebody, and I get to watch it.
Because it's not you on the hook.
I really enjoy that, yeah. And I just watch her stew and stew and stew, and then when they leave, she's like, I can't fucking believe they talked to me like that.
It's just so annoying, and I can't get out of it.
It's very fun.
Yeah, it's great.
I recommend
great.
It.
Okay, so, you know, listen more. Be present, listen more. And I think that you will have more honest moments and girls will like you for you.
Mm-hmm. And don't stress it so much, man. You sound like you're nervous or something.
Well, he sounds like he's maybe like an engineer type personality where you're trying to solve a puzzle. Yeah. And it's like, I know if I just solve this missing piece, I can figure out how to get a girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's really just not a puzzle. It's more of just feeling the vibes and going with the flow, like going with the, and that's hard for people with that sort of mindset.
Right.
Yeah.
Also try to be confident and focus on what you're doing and just like, I don't know, I found that people, like my personal experience is whenever I'm trying so hard to impress someone, it rarely works. Mm-hmm. But if I'm focusing on myself and doing my own thing and like working on something that I'm passionate about, somebody might see that and find that attractive.
Yeah. That's so
true. It's always when you're not focusing on what you want that things kind
of when you like you, come together. You have an idea of what you want and then you kind of let it go. You like let go of outcome from it and work over here in your little area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I feel the same way. Okay, how about this one? What are the best tips and tricks to maintain a long-distance relationship and how do you deal with the other person having a demanding job with long hours and no days off while being long distance?
Oh, you're not going to like my answer on this one, bro.
Me neither.
Oh, you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you anyway.
That person's not ready for a relationship.
That's right. There is no long distance relationship, bro. Yeah, okay. You know a friend and they're married now and they had a long distance. I don't give a shit about that. I'm talking about in general, right? Mm-hmm. It's like I'm about to enter into, if it's something you have control over, where it's like, I'm about to enter into a long distance thing, dude, good luck to you, man. Like, I hope you win the lottery too. You know what I mean?
It would also be how long were you together before the long distance part happened?
Yes, exactly.
Because if it's starting as long distance, then I don't know.
It's nightmare. I don't nightmare think that's USA,
gonna work
bro. Out.
But if like you've been together for 8 years and then like a partner has to work overseas for a year or something, yeah.
That's
maybe
different.
It could work. Yeah.
I don't know. I would say if you want to make that kind of thing work, you'd have to have some kind of plan in the very near future for it to not be long distance anymore.
Yes.
Like it couldn't, you can't maintain that. For
no. Really. And especially she's saying that the other person has a demanding job with long hours and no days off while being long distance. So you're not even talking on the phone. You're not even, you know,
sounds
Skyping.
Like you already got dumped, yo.
It doesn't, yeah, it doesn't sound like a relationship. Yeah. A relationship is just that. Yeah. It's like a... It could be a friendship. It could be a thing with your family. But it's something that you're actually talking to the person and communicating and and having conversations.
Listen,
and
some
engaging.
Dudes don't want to actually break up with somebody because they don't have the stones for it. So they go long distance and then they're like, oh, my God, I'm just so friggin' swamped at my new thing. 24/7, 365,
it's
constantly
busy.
It's
not you. It's me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Drift. Yeah. Until one day you wake up and you're like, hey, are we even a thing anymore? And you're not.
Yeah.
So, and look, I'm not saying that's what's happening with you. I'm just saying, or maybe it's a girl. I'm just, no, not a dude, but I'm just saying that that is. Oh, right. So this is a girl and she's talking about her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's not necessarily what's happening to you, but I'm just saying that is, has definitely happened before quite a bit.
Also, you make time for what's important to you.
Yes.
Even if someone is really big, like I've been busy before, but if I love somebody, I still make it a point to give them time.
Yep.
That's great. That's so true.
So true. It goes for like anything that you love. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, I don't have time to work on my passion project. It's like, well, are you really that passionate about it then? Yeah. And so in a relationship, if you really wanted to be in a relationship and you met someone that really like makes your heart flutter, you would definitely make time for it.
Mm-hmm. And dude, what
exactly? I don't think I have time for making a murderer, but then like somehow I make time for it because I'll put aside everything to watch Making a Murderer.
Hell yeah. What is a relationship, right? The long distance part like removes so much from a relationship that it's not to me a relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like having a relationship with an imaginary person.
Yeah.
That's really all it is. Like if they're not talking to you or they're not touching you and they're not.
Yeah.
But they're Skyping with you sometimes, like maybe once or twice.
She says that he has no time, no days off.
That's pretty nuts, bro.
Long hours.
Also, like you don't want to ever be in a thing where you're the only one putting time or effort into it.
Yeah.
That feels terrible.
Yeah, because it sounds like she's the one that's like up here with it and he doesn't really care. And like you have to have a balance or it won't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I think sometimes people are attracted to you when you put your foot down and you like respect yourself enough to be like, this is too much for me. I'm not going to do this. I'm out.
Exactly.
Because I remember I was in a relationship like that where I was bending over backwards for this person's schedule. I would drive across town to go see them on their lunch break at school. And then I would drive all the way back across town to go to my work. And then after my shift, I would go all the way back across town to go to their house.
Jesus.
And then, it was always me going to them and like making time around their schedule. And they were never available when I was free.
Well, yeah, because you're coming to them like a dog, man.
Yeah, exactly. But I learned because I was like, I thought they loved me just as much as I loved them, you know, and they made me feel so good. And then it was like, wow, if they really did love me that much, like, why am I doing everything and they're not doing anything? Mm-hmm. And then when I put my foot down and actually broke up with them is when they like completely 180'd.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. For like 3 months, I was like, no, it's not just not going to work. And I think they just weren't expecting me to put my foot down. And I think it's attractive when people value themselves enough to value their own time and like tell you that.
Yep.
Right.
So good luck to you with the long distance. I mean, I hope it works out, but I really don't. None of us seem
to. No, good luck.
I
didn't mean to laugh. I was just Nikki's good luck to you after that after you basically tore your entire relationship apart was really nuts.
Well, I'm more saying good luck to you ending it. Like, good luck to you putting your foot down.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I mean, there's nothing bad that can happen from putting your foot down.
Right.
Either you end something that wasn't going to work out or you
set
make
boundaries.
That person respect you more enough to put more time into it.
It's so true. Either way, you're getting what you want and not settling for less. Okay. Last question that we have. Actually, no, not last question. Sorry. Excuse me. There's one more after this. But okay. So this one is, I discovered your podcast a couple weeks ago. Listened to every episode within a few days.
Oh,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate how raw you both are. Okay, there's one thing I've really struggled with for quite a few years, though, and I've never really found a way to heal slash work through it. Porn. I just can't find a way to be comfortable enough with myself and my own body to accept my fiance watching porn or masturbating to pictures of other women on Insta and who knows what else. A few times throughout the last 6 years, I've found him even doing it with pictures of people he or I personally know. It's just weird to me. Yeah. I understand the curiosity and arousal of porn, and my logic mind can completely comprehend it. But no matter what, the emotional part of me cannot handle the feeling of someone else turning him on that much. We have a great sex life, or so I think. You and Steve are so honest and open about your sex life and porn and all things, and I would just like to hear your take on it. I would love to not get sick to my stomach every time I think about it, which is extremely often. It just makes me feel so ridiculously insecure. We've talked about it many times over the years. Sometimes I feel better for a few weeks, but the feeling and the issue always return. Otherwise, though, we have a relationship I'm so incredibly thankful for. I just can't help but wonder if he's not being completely honest with me about his deeper desires. Any advice or experience would be appreciated. This is definitely shit they don't tell you.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, this is a really good one.
This is not like a black and white answer one.
No, it's not.
This isn't like a, yo, he cheating on you, it's time to dump him thing. It's like a, oh, shit, bro.
Well, I think that there's always desires, like biologically people have desires and stuff, and they always talk about like temptation and blah blah blah, so I think like it's natural for your partner to be like attracted to other things. But the porn thing, man, I've been on her side of the coin before. Yeah, where like too. Really
sure
where yeah, my boyfriend wouldn't stop jerking off to porn, but it for me, it interrupted our sex life. So she's saying that they have a good sex life.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little different, but I was super pissed that this was also a guy that I had caught him emailing other girls. So
was he cheating on you?
He wasn't cheating, but he would like send flirty messages on MySpace back in that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And one time he left his MySpace logged in on my computer. And I read through the messages, and he was like, you know, talking to girls and saying that, like, I'm always busy and stuff and all this.
Oh, that's the worst when they talk shit about you.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. Yeah. Yeah. So that's this was like borderline cheating.
So that
bro.
Was the pre, like, we already fought about that, got over it. And then he started masturbating to porn all the time. So I just always felt like, God, I'm just not enough for this guy. Like, and I always felt that before. Yeah.
Yeah. I would say I don't care about a guy watching porn. Mm-hmm. I really don't, as long as we're still having a lot of sex.
Yes.
If I'm getting ignored, or I feel like we're not as passionate, or there's something lacking there and it's replacing me in some sense, then I would have an issue. But I think regardless, the looking at photos of people that they both know is really...
Yeah, that one's the weird one.
I don't think that's okay at all.
Yes.
That's really so weird. Strange, bro.
Yeah.
I gotta say, that's pretty up
that's
there.
That's the not okay
that's
one for
like,
me.
That's like, damn, dude.
And I wonder, because it sounds like here that she caught him doing it to people that they know. So that would be so weird. I can't imagine if I caught you. If
how I does he you, have, pick? I wonder how he has
on Instagram.
Things. Yeah, Insta. Oh, he's just scrolling.
So like some weird. Girls like...
You think he's phone in one hand, jerking in the other?
Yeah, or yeah. A computer. You can pull
I'm just trying to put myself
computer.
In the room.
Yeah.
Interesting. So yeah, this is a toughie. Because it sounds like she was cool with the with
it,
him.
Well,
watching.
It sounds like she's trying to be cool with it.
Right.
Like she gets emotional a little bit about it, which is a natural reaction. I mean, he's looking at a girl that's not you, and
yeah, this is hard for me because my wife is an absolute degenerate.
Yeah, it's true. Like I watch porn.
Yeah.
But only it's usually only if we don't have time to have sex, like if we're like both busy
yeah.
and like I just need it. Like I was talking about how if it goes too long, I just like need to
yeah, of course.
Come. And a lot of times I don't even need porn. Like it just I have a very vivid imagination. And
you
I
got
don't
some spank
really
bank
that.
Materials.
But
that
sometimes I'm
nice.
Just like I'm bored with my own personal fantasies. I want to see something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just watch it. But I'm not watching the guys. I think that's the other thing too.
Sure.
Is that I'm not like ooh I'm attracted to that guy. It's just like seeing a girl getting dominated. Like honestly, that's mm-hmm. that's like my biggest turn on thing. And it's just like. You don't even see the guys half the time.
Yeah.
With him, it sounds like he's like pulling up straight Instagram pictures of girls.
Like of his friends, dude.
Of his,
are
yeah,
their,
friends.
Are their friends.
Yeah, that's totally
that's
different. Like if yeah. I pulled up a picture, not even of our friends, but just like a dude. If just a dude was on the screen and I was masturbating to that picture,
that'd be pretty weird.
I don't know. Like that is weird.
Well, I can relate to this because my girlfriend when I was in high school was super into Brandon Boyd of Incubus, and I was super pissed about it all the time. And I was like, I can't fucking believe you only like Brandon Boyd, dude. This sucks. And then she would get.
Who is that?
He was like the lead singer of Incubus. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
I thought they sucked in earnest. I actually thought that they sucked, but. That's not what pissed me off about it. I was pissed about her being super into Brandon Boyd. And then I just kind of grew up and I realized that celebrity crushes and shit is the stupidest thing I could ever like be jealous about.
Totally.
And I sort of feel the same way about porn personally, but that's just me, where I'm like, I'm not jealous of porn people or of whatever you're watching.
It's just that she's having a good time without you.
Yeah,
she's having
true.
Feelings that she has about you about someone else.
But yeah, that's the tough part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's different because it's not like, it's just a crush, like, it's never.
Totally.
Yeah, it's not like something
that But that's
that
like
actually,
when you're at an insecure age and you don't feel loved, and so you're blaming
you're more
something else. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that this is almost a similar thing to that, where it's like, it's like there's maybe, I know that she's saying that her relationship is great as it is, but why is this shadow such a deep one being cast over it? That's my only question. Because if it really is great, then so what, right?
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying?
Except for the people that they know thing. Like,
well, that's strange, no doubt.
Yeah.
That part is strange.
That part's really strange.
But that's something where it's like, either that's a conversation and then it's like, yo, true, I was being a fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, I can't forgive this, it's too strange, move on. But if you agree that this was strange but we're staying together, then I have to take that off the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, we agreed that that was weird but we moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking that off the table right now. And if this is still an issue to her, because maybe she thinks that they moved past it, but they haven't actually moved past it, then I would say that the issue has not been removed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The wound, the bullet is not out of the wound, bro.
Yeah, and for me, it was also like the context beforehand. So I think if I saw you, if I caught you watching porn, I wouldn't care at all.
I know.
Like, not at all, because we don't have any history of you looking at other women or flirting or like any, there's no insecurities that I have.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care about the porn.
Yes.
But if, with the history of him pulling up like people that they knew, and with my history with the guy, my ex-boyfriend, where he was messaging girls online, when I saw him do porn, it just triggered something. It like triggered more of like a,
there was other things,
it's not
that were
just porn.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's more personal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like you don't think that I can fulfill those needs.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I think it would just be like really being honest with yourself if it's just porn, or if it's that you feel like he's not satisfied by whatever your sex life is.
I think that you genuinely deep down, and maybe I got this dead wrong, but I really think that deep down, you don't think that he is as into you as, or you think he's got an eye for other elsewhere, and that bothers you. And if that bothers you, I don't know if you can get past it, if you've already talked about it.
Or it could be too that like maybe, because she goes, we have a great sex life, or so I think. So maybe it's really satisfying for you in bed, but then like there's certain things that are being unmet for him in bed, and so instead of telling you or communicating it to you, he's just like fantasizing about it elsewhere.
Yeah, right. I would have like a really open conversation with him about it.
Yeah.
So like, this is how I feel. Is this a problem? What can we do? Maybe try something different together. I don't know. And then if that still doesn't resolve it, maybe you can't get past it.
Yeah.
Because you have to trust the person, and it doesn't sound like she does.
Exactly.
And
that's the biggest thing.
And you're right, it isn't just black and white. It would require a conversation like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, or
really
several.
Understand.
But I really think that, because she says they've talked about it before, I think that they did not resolve anything.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing, is you got to try to resolve it, because it's not going away. And you probably feel silly for even bringing it up again because you already talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's still lingering for you, it ain't silly, yo.
It's been especially if it's a sensitive subject or he gets defensive about it or something, it could be hard to bring it up. But yeah, if she goes, I can't help but wonder if he's not being completely honest with me about his deeper desires, it would, like I would wonder the same.
Yeah.
I would wonder if I would start the conversation off that way. Like, hey, I'm just still insecure about it, and I just need to know like if there's something else.
Tell me about your deepest desires.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a beautiful thing to say.
Your deepest desires.
Whew. Do we got another podcast for that? You know what I'm saying?
So here's a lighter one. What's the most embarrassing thing you've ever done on a date?
That I've done?
Oh, yeah.
God.
That I've done.
I don't think I've done anything Dude, embarrassing. Hell no, unless I'm just delusional.
I'm the star of this movie, and I've only made the correct moves.
I've felt embarrassed before, but it's not necessarily because I did something.
Probably because your dude didn't tip. I'd be hella embarrassed about
Probably
that.
Probably because he flipped off, he spit on the waitress.
I've like run into an ex on a date, and that's been really uncomfortable.
Oh,
it's happened
fun.
Actually a few times to me. I don't know why that keeps happening. But yeah, it's not cool.
That's
yeah.
not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've done anything embarrassing either. Like,
maybe your ex like pulled a big black feather out of his spaghetti and he's like, yo, this is in my fucking meal. And they're like, yo, that came from your headdress, bro. He's like, no, dude, this, I demand. Where did this come from? I demand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's not far from a very real like scenario that could have happened.
Yeah. How long were you together with your ex?
About like a year, a little like. Total was like a year and 3 months.
When things like this would happen, would you just tell yourself like, oh, but his good qualities?
Yeah, I would just kind of write it off and be like, he has some weird like perceptions of social cues and doesn't understand this is weird. Maybe I can explain it to him and help him learn that that's weird.
Oh, that's
You're like,
sweet.
Hey, let me get, how about another feather for your cap? You know, don't be so mean
for
to the
cap.
Waitresses. Yeah. You heard that expression before?
Yeah.
All right, my bad.
But that's a thing that I wish someone had told me. That whenever you start dating somebody, you shouldn't ever date them for who you want them to turn into, but who they are at that moment.
Because
that's kind of what I have been doing my entire life until now. I would get into something and be like, yeah, this are bad, but I can fix it.
Yep, that's exactly the problem I have.
Or they'll change for the better because I'm just so great.
You're and a that's, fixer.
Yeah, and you can't. You
or
really
like
can't.
50% of the time they were everything I wanted, and then the other 50% they were a total monster.
Yeah.
And then it's like,
but that's awful. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But I would settle for the monster because the good one was like, maybe he could be that more of the time, and then eventually the monster part will not
just
be there.
Go away for some reason. I don't know why, but that's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, step
maybe
one
if
is recognizing.
If you wish.
That. Huh? If you wish hard enough.
Yeah.
True. I should go back and try.
No, wait, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
Dude, most awkward shit that happened to me on a date is this chick took me to a fucking pyramid scheme.
Oh, shit, that happened to me too.
Really?
Yeah, wait, that really happened to you?
Yeah.
But I signed
I
up for
it. I got to a hotel. She's like, we took me to this hotel, and I was like, why? What?
Wait.
And she's like, yeah, well, because I want to go to this thing tonight. And she's like, and I really wanted you to go too. And I was like, okay. And I was like 20 or whatever.
Yeah.
And so
I was 20 also.
I was probably 21 maybe. But yeah, I take her to this hotel ballroom and there's a projector screen. And up on the screen, it has like really beautiful paradise locations like on the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm looking around the room and I see like, you know, like vegetable trays and all that shit. And I see a bunch of old people. It's either old people or young people. Nobody in the middle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Old people or very young people.
Because the middle people are already like, we have a job. We got kids.
Like,
and
I see right through
the shit.
Fuck off. So then all of a sudden, like it hit me. Like I saw this guy and he takes to the stage. He's got one of these little microphones to his head. And he says, Who here likes vacations? And everyone's hands went up, and I was like, "Oh, it was like I was in the fucking Matrix. Like,
oh, no.
I just had this moment with myself where I was like, oh my god, it's a fucking pyramid scheme.' And then the whole thing began, and I was just stuck there.
Wait, so what happened after that date?
So she wanted to stay because they have like an intermission.
Yeah,
and I wasn't gonna strand her there. So she wanted to stay, and I was outside with her, and they were like showing us this brand new fucking Lexus, some hybrid or whatever Lexus thing, and it was like, oh, look at this! I just got this last week because I was just kicking ass in this program or whatever, and I was like, this is a rental, bro, and he's like, what? This isn't a rental, dude, and I was like, dude, this is absolutely a rental. I was like, dude, I could see where the paper was in the window. This is a rental, and then some of the older people are like, is this a rental? And then it's like, is this a rental? Is this a rental? Is this a rental? And then she's like, we gotta go. Like I was embarrassing her, and then that's how I got her to leave. And so then I took her home. I never talked to her again.
So that oh you're God. Her most embarrassing date.
Oh no,
dude, yeah,
dude, mine was. I don't know if it was worse or if it was similar, but so there's this guy and I knew him from since junior high and we had reconnected on AIM like a little while later. I was 18 and I was so lonely. Like I didn't really have that many friends. I didn't have any friends to hang out with. And I just went through a breakup. So I'd been like single for a while. I just felt was really like just lonely. I really wanted to go on a date. I didn't know how. And and this guy like on AIM asked me out. And I was like, oh shit, like he wouldn't be the type I normally go out with, but I'm so fucking lonely.
And you knew him?
Yeah, I knew him. Okay, okay. Yeah, he's actually who got me into Eminem. Yeah. So it's like
a seminal moment.
Yeah, we were partners in tech class in 7th, 8th grade. And then I didn't see him through high school because we went to different high schools. And then we reconnected on AIM. Anyway, doesn't matter. He asked me on a date and I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm going on a date. I've never really gone on a date before. I only like dated like people that that I like knew as friends and hung out with at first. And so the day comes and I'm like waiting. He fucking stands me up on a date. And I was like, bro, you stood me up. And like the next day I was like, what the fuck? And I was so mad. And he's like, I'll make it up to you. Like, we'll go on a date some other time. Okay. And then
and you're
he,
like, oh shit, you only get 7 chances though.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, fucking whatever. And so then the next week he calls me and he's like, and you know, people don't call. So like he calls me and I'm like, hello, you know, hello. And he's like, let's go on a date now. And I'm like, what? And okay, sure. And then I get ready and he picks me up and he's like, yeah, it's, my friend's having a business launch, like let's go check it out and then, you know, we'll go on this date. So this business launch was the pyramid scheme thing, but it wasn't at a ballroom yet. This was like at someone's house.
Oh, it was early. And, early.
Yeah, yeah.
Startup.
It was no. They had the ballroom meetings once a week, but that was step 2 for them. So that after you already sign up, then you go to them.
I see.
Okay, so it was like this, yeah, some guy's house. And I was like, oh, fuck, I know this is a pyramid scheme. My mom was in Amway. And I'm like, this is just like Amway. And he's like, yeah, yeah, it's like Amway. And I was like, at the end of it, this guy was so convincing, I fucking signed up.
No way.
I signed up. I was like so pumped on it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so then I ended up doing it for like 2 years. And that's how I met.
Oh, that's how you got in.
That's how I met, how I met my actual boyfriend that I started dating. So that guy never took me on a date. He never followed through. He took me directly home after I signed up for the pyramid scheme.
How can he not follow through when he's in these things and they tell you to follow through constantly?
Well, no, he sucked at it. So I ended up kicking ass at the pyramid scheme thing.
I see.
And he dropped out. And that's where I met my boyfriend that was addicted to porn, coincidentally.
Oh, very nice.
Or like that had, you know, the porn thing.
Very nice.
Yeah. So okay, all came full circle. Yeah. And I will say that the pyramid scheme culture, or the MLM marketing, it wasn't all the way bad. Like it was just like interesting to learn from and watch. I thought that it wasn't what I wanted to do all my life. Like there's some people in there that are like, this is what I'm doing forever and this is my vehicle to my dream life and all this stuff. I just liked the speakers. I thought the speakers were really
cool. Well, you liked the cool lessons of the work ethic.
Yeah, yeah. And then they introduced me to
but
a lot of
not what they were doing. You didn't
no,
like that.
No, no. Yeah. It just they introduced me to a lot of the books that I currently still read. Yeah. Like you know, Think and Grow Rich. Yeah. How to Win Friends and Influence, like all the classic books. Stuff. Yeah. And that got me on a train of like really getting into nonfiction and getting into those kind of books. So, you know, it wasn't all bad. But
hey, how about that?
I think nothing in life is bad if you don't get obsessed with it. Well, no, there are things that are bad in life.
Yes.
I take it back immediately. I rescind immediately. Don't murder.
I feel left out. I never went on a pyramid scheme date.
I can't believe you didn't. You gotta do it.
We should all go.
Aww.
Before you get serious with this new guy, you gotta go on one pyramid scheme date. Promise us.
With him?
Well, if he's down.
Well, okay, let's do it.
Please.
Double date night.
Yeah. Thank you.
Watch
there
you
go.
Guys go kill it in a pyramid scheme.
There's
like,
no way
totally
he would sign up for that shit.
That's tight.
That's what I said.
Yeah. We like to close the show with a final thought. Jack and Glenn, do you have a final thought?
Just that this was a lot of fun, and hopefully I don't go on any more shitty dates. I hope I'm done.
Hope you're done. Wish. Great. That's great. Yeah.
That is a wish.
Yeah.
And we
wish upon a star. You told me to wish.
That's the first wish that we've had on the show. I like that.
I like that too.
That was great.
I have other.
Do you want to end with a wish or a final thought, Nikki?
I get a wish.
Yeah, you do.
Oh shit!
We have
okay.
like a crystal ball here. We can like make it.
True,
happen.
True, true.
If you can't see that we have a crystal ball in the middle of the table, that's no joke.
I wish that Steve would, listen to every single thing I said.
Oh my God!
Ding 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 ding.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Every single
thing.
That's
so boring.
Every single thing.
That's the most boring wish I've ever heard.
Ding, 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 ding.
I wish
What do I wish for? This could be sick. Oh, I wish that we only got around with water slides.
But then how would you go up anywhere?
What?
How would you go up?
What do you mean?
If they only go down.
What? No, in my wish, the water slides go up.
Oh, that's sick. That's sick. That's really cool.
Isn't that so sick?
That's really cool.
Mark, that's sick, right?
What about like in the winter?
Oh, but in shit. LA, it's fine, probably.
Oh, shit. That's a good point.
It could be hot springs. We could work around
I think
around
we're
it.
Out of time.
Damn. Okay.
Oh. Damn.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, Jacqueline, for being on of this course, week. Where can they find time. You?
Oh, my God.
Everywhere my handle is Jacqueline Glenn, Jaclyngglenn.
That's good branding. Yeah.
There you go.
That's really good branding. I wish we had that.
Go check her out, everybody. And also, if you have a topic you want to talk about, podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo.
Oh, what if it's the winner? I didn't even think of shit. Sorry. Can I have another wish?
No.
No.
End. What did anyone tell me?